Darkness falls across the land. The midnight hour is close at hand. Creatures crawl in search of blood to terrorize y'all's neighborhood. And whosoever shall be found without the soul for getting down must stand and face the hounds of hell and rot inside a corpse's shell. The foulest stenches in the air, the funk of 40,000 years, and grisly ghouls from every tomb are closing in to seal your doom. And though you fight to stay alive, your body starts to shiver. For no mere mortal can resist the evil of the thriller.
Sir, where am I exactly?
As you entered the lobby, there was an inscription. In the absence of light, darkness prevails. There are things that go bump in the night, make no mistake about that. And we are the ones who bump back.
Welcome and hello to the inaugural, yes, the first podcast of the Para-X podcast. I am your host, Eric Brown. And if you're not completely understanding what Para-X is, it's short. It's short for paranormal experience. And Para-X is actually taken from a paranormal research group that I was the executive director of from 2009, I think. I joined the group in 2007 at the height of ghost hunting frenziness. And I joined the group in 2007. It's an Ohio group. And we went around to different places around the state doing paranormal investigations for folks. And I'm not going to get into who we're affiliated with, I think you can guess. But things happened throughout the next dozen years or so, next 10 years for sure, where paranormal investigating took a back seat. I had a second child, ended up getting divorced. And for those of you who've been through that, you know how much fun that is. I went back to school, earned my master's, and then I started my doctorate and things along those lines. So unfortunately, the whole paranormal investigative type things just kind of fell by the wayside. So I'll talk more about those experiences here in a little bit. But I know there are some phenomenal paranormal podcasts out there. One of them is Sasquatch Chronicles with Wes. That's a phenomenal podcast. He touches a lot, obviously, on Sasquatch and Bigfoot. And, you know, he has touched upon aliens and things along those lines. And then there's another one that is actually another state of Ohio centralized podcast, and that is From the Shadows with Shane Grove. I've actually been on Shane's podcast talking about a couple of my experiences there. I wanted to do this for a number of different reasons. Being in the quote-unquote industry, for lack of a better term, I don't know what else you want to call it, I have seen some reputable things done, and I have seen some very unreputable things done. Not only by groups, by other groups, by television shows, and things along those lines. Even some podcasters are kind of unreputable, for lack of a better term. But that's what I want to talk about in this podcast, is talking about some of the things I've seen in these podcasts. Some things, if you're looking for an investigative group, what you should look for and things along those lines. But one of the biggest things that I think that I'm kind of taking a page from Wes's show and listening to the hundreds of podcasts he has, is I want you to have an avenue to talk about your experiences. Firsthand, trust me, I know that a lot of people out there have had some kind of experience. Maybe you've written it off. Maybe you've just kind of like, meh, whatever. And I get that. I really do. but I know that some other things have happened probably to you or your children or your animals or other people in your home, and you may be scared and you may need someone to talk to. I'm that voice. I will not make fun of you. I will not criticize you. I will not belittle you. Maybe I will, bring you on and just have you talk about your experiences. And, if anything, it'd be therapeutic. Because I know, again, firsthand, being able to talk about some of this stuff helps get it off your chest. And someone who is not judgmental and someone who will listen to you and believe you. No experience is too small. Trust me, I'm not asking you for an Amityville type horror situation where you have things after things after things happening. If you have those, obviously, I want to talk to you. But if you have had only one or two things too, feel free to reach out. I'll have if I'll listen to you, and we'll go from there. But just some background on myself. Again, I talked about being a paranormal investigator for 10 years, 10, 12 years or so. But I've been in radio for 30 years. I was full time for 20 years, got out of it for about 10, and am now starting to get back into radio full time. I still do some contracting work for a couple of radio stations around the state of Ohio, so I am still back on the air. But nonetheless, I have analyzed and listened to and consulted on hundreds of different projects with audio, obviously, with my background, but paranormal type experiences as well, just to see, and things along those lines. So that's something else I want to talk about in this podcast. And obviously, it's probably going to be slow here to start until people start reaching out. But if you ever do have something that you want to reach out about and say, hey, I've had this experience. What do you think? I'm going to give you that email now. It'll also be on my Facebook page. But it's para x PARAEX underscore podcast at mail.com. I'll give that one more time. It's PARAEX underscore podcast at mail.com. And I wanted it to be, kind of unique, so people won't get confused by it. It is also mail. It is not Gmail. Again, it is mail, mail. If you're looking for an email, go to them. just kidding. But I wanted something that people could go to and find it easily. So just a little background on myself. Obviously, I talked about the media part of it. How did I get interested in it is one of the questions I get asked a lot of. I really can't remember a time where I had an actual experience per se. I've had a lot of weird feelings. Out in the woods, I've heard a number of things that I knew were not wildlife. So I have had some experiences that way. But I think one of the couple of the earliest things I can remember were my was my dad. I grew up in Western Ohio. He lived in a house in a little town called Rossburg, which is just north of a town called Greenville. And I guess at one time it was a doctor's house. And I can't remember if it was my dad or my younger uncle, who was telling me the story. But they woke up one night and they looked up and they saw this car like circling the driveway, if I remember right. And it just circled, 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 and then it kind of just disappeared. So that was one thing that kind of spurred my interest. Another one was, and this is, I think, a well-documented home in Greenville. I think my mom told me about this story. It was about a house, and she may have even lived in it one time. And I can't, I don't, I'm not for sure on it, on that or not, because I know she moved around a lot when she was a child. But there was a house in the city of Greenville, again in Western Ohio, that pennies would drop from the ceiling. There was no reason they would be there. If I remember right, she would tell stories about, she either lived in a house or she grew up with the kids who lived in the house. And I can't remember exactly for sure. I could ask her, but I don't want to bring it up. Anyway, but she said that they would wake up and they'd find all these pennies, and obviously I want to say it was a closed off roof, like ceiling, so it wasn't like a drop down ceiling where they have tiles and stuff. It just poof, they were there. So that was another thing that happened that kind of spurred my interest in the paranormal. And the last thing, and I'm going to keep this one short because obviously it's the first one, but the last thing that kind of spurred my interest into the paranormal was something that my mother did that I do not recommend whatsoever. And I'll get into this more in other podcasts, but one of them is she was a child. And she had been in an accident when she was like second or third grade, I think, and she got hit by a car. And I'm wanting to say it was about that time she did this. She got out a Ouija board, which is a big thing. A lot of, they sell it as a game, which I don't get, but that's something I don't recommend at all as a Ouija board. But nonetheless, and I'll explain why later, at another point. But she put in who she would marry. And again, she's in like second or third grade. So, who would she marry? And the pointer pointed to the initials T A B. And those initials just happened to be my father's initials. So, yeah, that kind of is what spurred my interest in the whole thing. Again, not recommending Ouija boards whatsoever, but that's what kind of spurred my interest into it. I had some other weird things happen to me, obviously, when I was an investigator. I'll talk about that some other time, but also talk more about top five places I'd want to investigate, top five places I do not want to investigate for any extensive period or reason. I'll get into that. Those are future podcasts. But again, I just wanted to start this podcast. You got to start somewhere. So this is where it is. Again, if you have an experience that you want to talk about, whether it be paranormal as far as ghosts are concerned or something else, again, it can be, Sasquatch, it can be Dogman, Mothman. I only live, as the crow flies about an hour from that area of Mothman. But if you ever want to be on, reach out. It's parexpodcast@mail.com. Again, it's parex_podcast@mail.com. So until next time, I look forward to hearing from you. Take care and have a happy new year. Bye.
Tears cries a suicidal Vietnam vet who fought a losing war on a foreign shore to find his country didn't want him back. Their bullets took his best friend in Saigon. Our lawyers took his wife and kids with no regrets. In a time I don't remember, in a war he can't forget. God forgive me for what I've done there, because I never meant the things I did. Give me something to believe in. If there's a Lord above, give me something to believe in. Oh, Lord, arise. My best friend died a lonely man in some Palm Springs hotel room. I got the call last Christmas Eve and they told me the news. I tried all night not to break down and cry. The tears rolled down my face. I felt but so cold and empty, like a lost soul out of place. In the mirror, mirror on the wall, sees my smile, it fades again. Just give me something to believe in. There's a Lord above. Just give me something to believe in. Yeah, Lord, arise. Sometimes I wish to God I didn't know now the things I didn't know then. Bro, you gotta take me home. Dark street, like bodies in an open grave. Underneath the broken old neon sign, it used to read, Jesus saves. A mile away live the rich folks, and I see how they're living it up. Water poured, they eat from head to mouth. The rich is drinking from a golden cup. It just makes me wonder why so many lose and so few win. Just give me something to believe in. Something to believe.